The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people. What they want.
A lot of interesting action in the NBA last night, and we start where it ended in Los Angeles. It was the Lakers needing a win to get some momentum against the Mavs, a win they did not get because of Luka Doncic had his way against LeBron in the Lakers, especially in the fourth quarter. What do you think about Luka Doncic's getting his way against the Lakers?
I just think when I'm watching league pass on a nightly basis, watching young players ascend to be superstars like Ja Morant and Luka, it's just been dazzling, Jacoby. And the thing is, complete game. Last seven games, triple-double, but a supersized one. With 35 points, and you know Luka feeling himself when he catching tip dunks. Look at Luka get on up over Dwight Howard catching a tip dunk. And as the game progressed, I was like, man, you know, Luka, when I'm watching, you know how when you're watching the league and you like, you know what, if I was in the league, my game would be like that player. I decided last night that if I was in the league, the Luka would be me. You know what I mean?
Don't say it, Jalen. Don't say it. I'm here to support you. I'm here to sell you as my co-host, but I can't go there.
In my irrational fandom, fans that didn't play get to do this, so I get to do this too. When he going between the legs, behind the back, and looking for LeBron. Look, he was
seeking, hunting LeBron.
Searching. Finding, hunting LeBron James. And you know what LeBron was thinking? I don't need this. I'm telling you, dog, I know how this works, Jacoby. It's one thing for LeBron to have to be like the face of the franchise and have to be the leader at the podium and have to lead the team in scoring. But now Luka is in his bag and I gotta guard him? The entire time?
Like, well, he was hunting. He was hunting LeBron. He was hunting for LeBron and getting right past him at will. Jalen, I'll say this about your Luka comparison. There are two things you have in common, okay? Three things. You're both slow, you both can't jump, and you both at times were slightly out of shape during your career. Those are the only three things you have in common with Luka. But you mentioned LeBron James at the podium, and here is what the King had to say about the Lakers and where they are right now.
Until you stump me out, cut my head off, bury me 12 feet under, then I got a chance. So that's my confidence. As long as we got more games to play, we still have a chance. You know, I hate losing. I feel like poop right now. But tomorrow's a new day, and I'm going to be prepared and ready for the Clippers on Thursday. But that's my mindset. That's just who I am.
The Lakers still have a chance until they've been mathematically eliminated. However, it seems like that chance of a successful season is just getting smaller and smaller every single time they take the court.
And I feel bad for the King when he using terms like stomp and cut and bury. And he even said 12 feet. You know it only takes 6 to get the job done. And so, like, first off, what do you think he's saying when he's having a glass of wine out of a fishbowl at home in his multi-million dollar conglomerate mansion about Anthony Davis's health? What do you think LeBron has to say about that?
I think it's less about Anthony Davis's health, and he's opening up the ESPN trade machine, and he's traded Russell Westbrook to every team. Every single team, he's got a Westbrook trade for this offseason. I promise you that. Something tells me that Westbrook will not be on the roster next year. But Jalen, we do have to give a hat tip to the Mavs, who played well, and it was, look at Westbrook. Again, it seemed like every time Westbrook had Doncic in front of him, he tried to do something with it, but these aren't just misses, they're bad shots and bad misses.
The sad thing is, you know how much I root for Russ. Mm-hmm. And He got to get the ball on the move. Did you see the one time late in the game when he caught the ball cutting and he got the two-hand dunk?
Yep.
Like, that's the action that he has to have. It can't be like, oh, I anticipate that I'm going to be open at the top for a three. That's when everybody like, he open for a reason. You see what I'm saying? Like, even on that three that he shot, like, as you anticipate the ball coming to you, you got to get the ball going downhill. And sadly, when they're playing each game, Westbrook is trending. And it's like, what did he shoot tonight? And it's unfortunate that a lot of his, like, field goal attempts and makes look like concert dates. It's like 317, 318, 319. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Kendrick Lamar going to be in town. And so, like, I really feel bad for him because if he was in another situation, even a lottery-type situation, he would be a triple-double and, yep, like, people would be excited to watch him play. But when he can't be the ball-dominant performer, he just can't be at his apex. And it's unfortunate to watch because he's from L.A. getting booed by his home fans, and we're talking about how he's the problem and how one of the greatest players of all time can't wait to have him off of his team.
Well, and to answer an earlier question of yours, Anthony Davis needs to get healthy because LeBron James didn't wake up like, you know what, I want to be a center. He played center basically all games. Dwight Howard came in for like 8 minutes, and LeBron James at the center, he looked tired. They just looked small. They looked beat up, and they got beat up, and the Lakers need to win in the worst way. But let's move on to the Eastern Conference, a team headed in the opposite direction, the Boston Celtics. They were down in this one to the Hawks. And then in the third quarter, they just turned on the defense. And they've been doing this all 2022, one of the best defenses in the league. And it just seemed like every time the Hawks were working just to get a shot off. What do you think about this resurgent Boston team, especially their defense?
That's the key. And they lost Jaylen Brown to an ankle injury early in the game. And you're right, the Hawks did get off to a really good start led by Trae Young. But it was the defense of the Boston Celtics and the timely scoring of Jason Tatum. He had over 30. And so Ime Udoka earlier in this year didn't panic. He reinvested in what he wanted to do. He talked loudly about this team competing better defensively and sharing the ball. Look at those 7 assists from Jason Tatum. The team heard Marcus Smart earlier in the year about moving the ball, playing together, and playing with toughness. And when Marcus Smart has been in the lineup, they've been virtually unbeatable. And shout to the Time Lord, contesting, blocking, changing shots. Williams has been terrific. Al Horford doing what he can to switch out on perimeter to make plays. Williams leading the league in percentage of corner three-point shots made. And so, like, these Boston Celtics are now becoming one of those teams, Jacoby, when you look below the equator and that's 5-8 in the Eastern Conference playoff race, it's like they're now growing into a team that continues to get better as the season progresses. And that's not good for the rest of the conference.
No, it is not. And two other teams in the conference that look to make some moves in the playoffs that you see on this graphic right here are number 7 and number 8, the Raptors and the Nets. Nets lost to the Raptors 2 nights ago. Last night, they looked like they had the win. However, down the stretch, the Raptors, like the Celtics, just clamped up the defense. And it was rookie, maybe not rookie of the year, but he'll get some votes, Scottie Barnes, that made the key play down the stretch to stop Seth Curry. You'll see this block right here. And then there's another possession. They get the out of bounds. Seth gets a nice look at the basket, not able to make it, and it is a win for the Raptors who get 2 straight off the Nets.
Shout to Masai Ujiri, their GM, because after winning the championship and losing DeRozan in the process and then losing Lowry in the process, and you invest in Pascal Siakam, and Van Vliet goes from being undrafted to being an all-star, now Scottie Barnes, as you mentioned, has become one of the better rookies in the league. It's a terrific win by them. And as the Nets continue to slide, it gets tougher and tougher to go through the play-in. Now you got to win 2 games there. And then you're a 7th or 8th seed. That's not a road you want to take if you're the Nets. So hopefully KD can get healthy soon.
Yep, KD, we expect to see maybe perhaps Thursday evening, and Ben Simmons is working on his back, and hopefully he will be back. But Jalen, don't tell anybody, right? Just me and you talking, right? I picked the Lakers and the Nets for the finals this year before the season. I had the Lakers and the Nets in the finals before the season, and now they're both squarely in the play-in tournament. Squarely in the play-in tournament.
I gotta tell you something else. When Kyrie decided not to get vaccinated, there were so many people that said Kevin Durant and James Harden would still make this team win the East, if not only win the championship. I'm old enough to remember those predictions too.
Well, James Harden may still win the East, just not with the Brooklyn Nets. Mr. Rose, there's some news about Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley started so well his rookie season, but has been disappointing for the Giants. Will he be a Giant next season? We'll discuss that and some other very interesting news from the NFL right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Future Lions, Saquon Barkley.
Coming to you live above the Heineken Riverdeck here at Pier 17, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, it is the NFL offseason, so it is time for some unfounded, irresponsible NFL quarterback news. And the latest is, of course,
here we go again,
Green Bay. And it is GM Gutekunst. I got it right. Gutekunst. And here is what he had to say about people calling him looking for a trade for Aaron Rodgers.
Not at all, Tom. Not at all. Not a single person.
Not a single person has even texted or called looking for Aaron Rodgers services after last offseason? Do you believe that?
David Jacoby, you're the perfect person to help me with this. Since I haven't seen any of the movies in the Star Wars franchise, I've never walked to a ticket booth and say, let me get two to see Star Wars. So I have to ask you, who was the person that said, may the Force be with you?
Oh, there's many people that say that. There's many people that say that, but let's just go with Yoda as the most concise answer.
Okay, Yoda, okay. Because there isn't gonna be a meaningful football game played until September. And you know who knows that? Number 12. Aaron Rodgers. So therefore, he's gonna also drag this out as much as possible. I'm gonna let you know something tomorrow. I'm gonna let you know something next week. He knows that he wants these interviews to go viral and be a topic of conversation, right? But the second thing he should want to do is get Devontae Adams paid. And you know what helped that? You know what would help that happen? If he commits to stay. That's what helps that happen. The longer he decides that he doesn't want to commit to the team, they're not going to sign Devontae Adams to the bread that he wants.
Two things. You're absolutely right. There is a little bit of a chicken and egg with Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, though. It's like, yeah, if Aaron Rodgers commits, then it makes it easier for Devontae Adams to stay. But Aaron Rodgers probably doesn't want to commit unless he knows Devontae Adams is there. The second thing is, what did any of that have to do with May the Force Be With You? Like, what did any of what you said after the Star Wars reference have to do with May the Force Be With You?
Because we force football topics after the season, like this one, when there isn't a meaningful game happening. Well, I'm just happy that we're not going to do it with the Dallas Cowboys every
day. There are meaningful conversations being had around the New York Giants franchise because they've got a brand new GM, Joe Shane, and they've got a brand new head coach, Brian Daboll. They said they want to keep Danny Dimes there, but Joe Shane had this to say about the future of Saquon Barkley with the Giants franchise.
We're still working through that, but I mean, I'm open to everything. Like whether it's, you know, again, trading player for player, you know, I'll listen to anybody if it's trading, you know, a couple players. You know, I'm not gonna say the entire roster, you know, we're open for business on the entire roster, but if anybody's gonna call and they're interested in any of our players, I'll certainly listen. And again, we're in a situation where unfortunately we have to get under the salary cap and we're not in very good salary cap health. And, you know, again, I'm not going to say yes to every deal, but I'm definitely going to listen and I'll be open to the situations that are best for the New York Giants.
Jalen, after his rookie season, expectations for Saquon Barkley were so high, whether it's been health and even when he's in the game since then, he hasn't been that effective. Do you think he has a future with the Giants or somewhere else?
I think his future is elsewhere because of what you just said. Usually teams don't want to take a running back as high as they took Saquon Barkley for all of the reasons that ended up happening with Saquon Barkley. He shows you amazing talent and ability to not only run the football, but also catch it out of the backfield, but then the durability was a concern. And so for me, with that cap number, I believe he ends up getting traded, but that ain't the worst thing that could happen for Saquon Barkley, and here's why. I have two jobs for him, David Jacoby.
Two.
You know, I'm really into making sure people stay employed. So I got a fantasy gig for him in Detroit.
Okay.
With the Lions. I can already see the Barry Sanders mentorship and him falling in the line of Billy Sims and the story backs we've had. So that's the fantasy one. But here's a reality one. He need to try to get to Buffalo. Like real for real. Singletary ran the ball good last year. But if they can add Saquon, and he ran it good late. If they can add Saquon Barkley, remember they had like three running backs that they were trying to use last year. Behind Josh Allen to go with Stephon Diggs, now that'd be a problem. So for you, my fantasy would be for him to come to my squad, but the reality should be for him to stay in New York if I'm Saquon and see if I can join the Buffalo Bills.
Well, new Giants head coach Brian Daboll might not be so eager to send Saquon Barkley over to the Bills where he was just the offensive coordinator because he knows more than anybody else just how effective that final piece of the chessboard would be to path the way for the Bills into the Super Bowl. Jalen, we've been talking about this for years now, but now Andy Reid is talking about it. Here is what he had to say about his offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, still being his offensive coordinator. And I quote head coach of Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, when he says the following. He said, quote, "It does surprise me a bit. I mean, it does. I've said that continuously. He's a heck of a football coach." Jalen, you've been talking about this forever. The floor is yours.
So don't be surprised, Andy Reid, and let me give you some stats. Around 130 jobs were filled since the Rooney Rule was instituted. Approximately 15 of them got filled by black candidates. That's number one. Number two, look at the low number of blacks in ownership, presidents, GMs, and now coaches. So Eric Bieniemy upsets the apple cart, and let me tell you why. Sometimes, Jacoby, when you look like me, there's a term that we use called being overqualified. And what does that mean? When I walk into the room, everybody knows that I deserve top dollar, but they don't want to give it to me. And so what they do is not give me a job at all. And that's why he's still with the Kansas City Chiefs. If you look around the NFL, how many times do you see an offensive coordinator? We just talked about it with the Giants. The Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator did a really good job with Josh Allen. So
Brian
he
Daboll.
Gets a job with the Giants. He only has a generational changing quarterback in Patrick Mahomes that he's nurtured and an offense that's in fast forward with the Cheetah and Travis Kelce. Something that we've never seen with a defense that sometimes has been non-existent. Yet the offense just scored in 13 seconds with the Cheetah throwing up the deuce sign with a dude that got the angle to actually tackle him. So now when you're Eric Bieniemy, Jacoby, when you walk into the office, you ain't getting the Brian Daboll check because I'm the experienced G that's shown that I'm better than just that. So don't give me the Brian Daboll money. Give me double. And so now all of a sudden, he ends up having to stay in KC. It's just really sad how this has happened. Shout out to Eric Bieniemy. His day is gonna come, but it's really unfortunate that it's taking this long.
One day he will get the job and the paycheck that he deserves, that he has earned with his work with the Kansas City Chiefs. Jalen Rose, I'm going to show you a clip from Wheel of Fortune that you will not believe. You've probably seen it, but we've got some analysis that you're going to want to see right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Doubleheader tonight on ESPN, starting with the New York Knicks traveling to Philadelphia to take on
the new look Sixers at 7:30. And then in the nightcap, it is the Trailblazers against the number one team in the Western Conference, the Phoenix Suns. NBA Countdown precedes it all, 7 p.m., and it's all on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Sports Illustrated did an investigative report, and they found two different factions of NBA, WNBA owners, one of which wants to invest and grow the league, one of which does not. This was all highlighted by a story about Joseph Tsai, the owner of the New York Liberty and the Brooklyn Nets. What he did is he got frustrated with his team flying commercial and having travel issues, so he chartered flights for his team. Guess what? The league punished him for doing so. Can you imagine that? The Liberty have been fined $500,000 because the chartered flights were deemed a competitive advantage. Jalen Rose, you've been talking about this forever. What do you think about this punishment and what the league should do moving forward about this?
I think one of your favorite basketball players, Sabrina Ionescu, should be able to fly on a private plane if her owner deems that it's okay to get them from one game to another. And now when we talk about the NBA, most people don't realize that players used to also fly commercial. So this is going to change. It's just a matter of when these archaic owners that, as you mentioned, are on the side of not investing and growing the league, are going to catch up with the rest of us. Just like we said with the Washington football team when they were gonna change their name and their mascot. This is gonna eventually change also. And for a league predominantly of black women to be treated in a lot of ways like second-class citizens to me has been disgusting. And I've talked openly about this for years. This is going to change. It should be changing right now.
Jalen, we've all seen the clip from Wheel of Fortune yesterday, and on the board were these letters. The phrase was right in front of all contestants, yet there were five wrong guesses and a couple bankruptcies that kept this from happening. What was your first guess when you saw the letters?
I knew what it was, another feather in your cap. But here's the other thing, like imagine being a family member or a child or your parent watching them on TV say lap and map and cap. Probably they should have said dad at the end. Like you remember when Hollywood Henderson said Terry Bradshaw was so dumb he couldn't spell cat if he had the C and the T? See y'all tomorrow. That was just mean.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Rose. Opening day has been delayed by Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball players. Do you think this will have long-term negative impact on the game?
Yes. Each time you don't play, that means my attention and my dollar go towards something else until you return. And if you just look at the landscape of popularity with professional sports, stop me when I name a sport that isn't more popular than baseball. Please stop me. The NFL, the NBA, UFC, college football.
NFL, MTV's the challenge.
College basketball.
MTV's the challenge. I mean, soccer, obviously, is international football. You know, internationally, football's more popular. Well, we will see if they can finally get a deal. But I'm always baffled when these happen. These negotiations end up hurting the fans and hurting the game. You know, there's a certain amount of time. I know negotiations can be tough, but sometimes you just have to get together and hammer out a deal for the best of both sides. And it feels like that should be done.
But the one thing that, as a player, selfishly, that I've always respected about baseball, they don't care what the fans or media think. They're going to get that top dollar. They're going to have $300 million players walking around. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to have unlimited years on their contracts. And they ain't going to have a salary cap and a dress code and all of that.
Well, one thing I've learned about you, Mr. Rose, is you really wish you were a baseball player. You made over $100 million playing in the NBA, but every time we bring up baseball, you bring up the unlimited contracts and the $200 and $300 million, and it just goes to show that no matter how much money you made playing sports, there's always something else out there that made more. Can I talk to you about something, Mr. Rose?
Well, if you look at it like this, the Podfather sold his company to Spotify for $200 million.
Allegedly.
Our guy Pat McAfee just got $130
million. Where are we going with this?
Both of them never played in the NBA and made two times more money than I play and I make in the media. And I played 13 years in the league, and I've been doing this job for 20 years.
Shout out to the Podfather and Pat McAfee. Jalen.
I ain't mad at him. I'm trying
Pistons
to be the black
of the Wizards. The Pistons lost to the Wizards, okay? However, there was a Cade Cunningham dunk. And just because no one watched
baseline.
This game. No one watched this game, okay? I saw it on League Pass. I'm like, I'm not even gonna push the button. I don't even wanna see those uniforms. I don't even care. But I did see the Cade dunk. So tell the people what they missed with the Cade dunk.
Driving right baseline. Bang, bang. Right, left leg, right hand. Power dunk by Cade, finishing strong. And not taking days off during the dog days of the season. I appreciate having him and Grant and Deep Stu out there still competing and playing hard, even though we came up short. So he was the right choice at the number one overall pick for my squad.
Yeah, I believe so as well. And Sadiq Bey's been playing really well. How's Killian Hayes doing? How's Killian Hayes doing? How's he
He's
going
to be the elephant in the room. He's going to be the elephant in the room. I love Bey. He's so mature. He's older than me with his maturity. but like Halliburton, he's going to always be compared to Killian Hayes because they were in the same draft. And Halliburton was balling with the Kings, and he's going to be balling with the Pacers. Killian still got work to do.
Jalen. I'm concerned about the Warriors. I was watching that game against the Timberwolves, and I'm looking at them, and they need buckets. And if it ain't Steph Curry, I don't know who it is that's going to get them for them. And without Draymond, they just are a completely different team. And there's no guarantee that Draymond's going to come back and be healthy and be the old Draymond. And even as the number two seed in the Western Conference, I don't see them getting to the finals. I don't even see them getting to the conference finals.
So as you start to get older, your ability to carry a team diminishes. So you look at this stat sheet, and LeBron might have the same numbers as Luka, but that impact gonna be different because he's just younger. The same thing in this case. Same exact thing in this case.
Yeah, well, I also think everything becomes a lot harder when Klay Thompson's not playing and when Draymond Green's not playing and there's just so much onus on you.
And so now if you're Steph Curry, you get off to the amazing historic start of knocking down threes. He broke the three-point record during this year. Remember, mm-hmm. He was putting up crazy stats earlier in the year. And you know what we were saying? Wait till Klay get back. And all of a sudden, Steph got fatigued without Draymond. His shooting percentages went down in particular in January. And I have to say something else too. After having back-to-back seasons where he had major injuries, we've seen glimpses of the old Klay Thompson, but we haven't been able to see him be the version of himself that they're gonna need to win the West.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Even if Draymond returns.
If you're in a playoff series, you have to string together great games night after night. You get one day off to travel. But like I've seen, as I mentioned, great Klay quarters. I've seen one great Klay game, but I haven't seen like someone I can rely on in a 6 or 7 game series to perform the way expected in each one of the games. Not yet. And maybe we will by the playoffs.
And if you're the Warriors, you're looking at the totality of your roster. Like, ultimately, you hope Wiseman is a factor. Mm-hmm. I really like Kuminga. He will be a factor. Jordan Poole has shown it. He deserves to get a new deal. So they have the pieces. Looney's still giving them minutes on the interior. He never gets mentioned. He goes unsung. But
He might go unsung for a reason, because if Kevin Looney, if they don't have Draymond available and Kevin Looney's got to go up against the centers in the Western Conference, there's going to be nothing to sing about when it comes to Kevin Looney's performance. But that I'm very concerned about this Warriors team. I just don't see it right now. But again, Draymond made a lot of things work for them. Perhaps he can get back and, pun not intended, and make things work for them once again. We only have time for one voicemail today, but call 985-80-JALEN and leave us the voicemails. We always want to hear from you. We always got time for you. We always want to make you part of the show. We say we give the people what they want, so we'll get you involved with some voicemails. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Greatness starts with a G. So does Gatorade. Let's hear the first voicemail.
Jalen, Jacoby, Reg, what up, though? Hey, I hope y'all can hear me. I'm in my car. Hey, but look, hey, I heard y'all talking about the versus battle, and I wanted y'all's opinion on this versus. What about Stevie Francis versus Baron Davis? I know that's fire. Hey.
So... Jalen Rose last week just showed why he is the ESPN senior versus matchmaker with some great legendary versus battles, LeBron and Magic and Dominique and Vince Carter. But not everybody is going to be Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri. Not every versus battle is going to be the heavyweights. Sometimes you have some undercard competitions that also make for great versus battles, right? And I believe this is a great suggestion. Absolutely. Mr. Rose, senior ESPN versus battle matchmaker. How do you feel about a Steve Francis versus Baron Davis matchup?
Shout to Reg. What up, though? Appreciate the call. Thank you for the support. Shout to Reg, the ledge, our guy. And you know how much I love versus battles and being a matchmaker for them. Reg, you did great. This is perfect. And I'll tell you a few reasons why. They both are considered power guards, but they both had handle.
Mm-hmm.
They both had the ability to shoot the three, but it wasn't necessarily the strength of their game. They both could finish at the hoop and would dunk on you, but they also both could catch a lob as well. And so, lastly, they will undress you in one-on-one situations. Between the legs, behind the back, make you jump while they still handling. And so, also to me, both of those guys had injuries at different points of their careers that would have propelled them to a different level of stardom. Like, just if they could have stayed healthy certain years. Like, for BD in particular. And I got a chance to play with Steve late in his career with the Knicks. But that was after he was dealing with so many injuries and stuff. So I love this matchup. That's a good call.
So it is a great matchup. It's a great suggestion. Let me just poke one hole in it, though. Baron Davis has a quadruple platinum number one hit. Like, Baron Davis has that one highlight that Steve Francis can't respond to. He can shut everything down with the dunk on AK in the playoffs while he was with the Warriors, because that highlight is one of the greatest highlights, not in this battle, but in any battle of any time. I'm not gonna say it's the greatest highlight of all time, but it's top 50. You know what I mean? Like, that is one of the best in-game dunks I've ever seen. So Steve Francis going into it knows that he's gonna have to somehow, some way, respond to that famous dunk from Baron Davis. Jalen Rose, we appreciate all the callers. What number do they call if they wanna get involved with the show?
985-80-JALE.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once said, we are not done. Got to give the people.